and we were not in bed more than an hour when a rap came at the door, "Get out of here and get out quick." So we got in the little car, and the lady, Mrs. Bailey, she got in her car. You'll never believe the things she put in the car, even a dozen eggs, not knowing where we'd ever cook them. But we came out, we seen that she had her car started. We started to Lathrop, and the water was so high, I said to my friend, "We can't make it." And the big army trucks going through, the waves were so high that they were washing up to us. And she said, "Where will we go?" And I said, "Turn around here, our first chance, and go back." And she said, "Don't you think we can make it to Lathrop?" I said, "No." And I said, "I can't swim." But I'll never forget what she said. She said, "But I can." So I thought, well, we better get back. We got back, and we never did find our friend. And we parked up on the corner of Cushman and Airport Road. We walked back and forth. We saw a fellow talking to someone in the car that had a radio. So I asked him to radio Jack Murphy and see if they'd pick us up. We got word it'd be about 1 hour. And in the meantime, the two GIs came in with the Jeep and left someone off, went over and asked if we could ride to Wainwright, because all of the patients from St. Joe's were in Wainwright, in the hospital. And we thought perhaps we could go over and help out there. It's a ride I shall never forget. Nobody talked, only the fellow next to the driver, another GI. And he'd say, "Watch out, here comes this, here comes that." And we were swaying back and forth across the road till we got to the hospital, reported in, and the patients there were all taken care of. So we went over to the nurse's home. And we picked up my friend's radio. She told us to put it in the car, but we had that. So we played that and listened to the news. And I might state I had a brace on. I'd had a broken leg, and I was wearing a brace. And my nurse friend, Dolores Shouldis, she said, "I think I hear water running in the basement here in the nurse's home." And having been out there to several meetings, I knew where the lights were, and I turned them on. She went down, and the water was coming in.